Good afternoon, everybody. This is Donovan Fowler here with Tito Menifee with your sports talk for today. To start off with, we're going to be talking about some NBA upcoming games this weekend. Actually, this tonight. First off, the Rockets will be playing the Grizzlies at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. This game, I'm going to go with the Rockets. I feel like my man James Harden is gone. Come in with a big game tonight. The Rockets are 5-7 now. Grizzlies are 6-6. Both of them having a tough little start. Pretty much mediocre compared to the other teams. And both teams are pretty much known to be really good teams over the season. So I think both of these teams will have a very good year. I haven't been able to see many games this season because of being so busy, but I still believe the Rockets are the better team in this game. I don't know about the Grizzlies much, but I know the Grizzlies are pretty nice too. How you feel about this game, Tito? Rockets versus the Grizzlies.
I'm going to have to give it to the Rockets.
The Rockets.
I just think James Harden is going off on them.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite players. I like his little left-hand swag and all of that. So, you know. Another game we have is the Clippers, 6-5. Facing the Trailblazers, 4-9. I think this is going to be a good game, too. I'm going to have to go with the Clippers on this one. Trailblazers, don't really think they have enough talent to beat the Clippers on this game. My man is Chris Paul and them.
The Clippers on this one.
Yeah. Man, Damian Lillard doing this thing this year, too. I seen him on NBA Snapchat a little minute ago, but yeah, I think this is going to be a good game as well. The Clippers going to come in, put a nice little fight in, get that nice little dub. The Clippers has a very deep team this year. So, they have a lot of depth in their squad and much more. So, I'm going to have to go with the Clippers on this one.
It's only right that you go with the Clippers.
Of course, man. Last but not least, at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Lakers will be facing the Raptors. Knowing me, I'm going to have to go with the Lakers. Many other teams probably go with the Raptors, but Lakers is my squad, so I'm going to have to go with the Lakers. Hopefully, we can pull out this win. I'm pretty much shocked by the Lakers this year, though. We're 2-9, having a rough little season as we've been used to over the past couple of years. And I just hope that we just start stepping up the game over the season so we can just have a nice little season, even be in the playoffs, hopefully, and just start to win more games because we haven't been looking very good this year. So, I mean, Raptors might come in, get us a little fight.
Bro. Raptors are going to come in, it's going to take off on them, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got to see. I think my Lakers got it on this one. Oh, actually, that is not last but not least. This will be the last game we'll be talking about, the Bulls versus the Warriors. This is the game of the night to me, actually. Warriors are undefeated, 13-0. Bulls, 8-3. The Warriors is the best team in the league to me. I feel like 13-0 starting the season. My man Steph Curry out there balling, doing his thing. And they're pretty much having a great start, like pretty much a great start after them winning the championship last year. So, I don't know, but D-Rose might come out, have him a little good game.
I'm Steph Curry unstoppable right now. Yeah, he in his prime of his career, he unstoppable.
I even seen a post on Instagram said something about Steph being better than Jordan.
Oh, yeah, I seen it too.
I was like, whoa, they even bringing Steph in this. But I can do that comparison because he is showing.
No. You can't do that.
He is showing it, man.
Do that.
I don't know.
You got Jordan took his team to 6 years in a row.
He did. But I mean Steph, I don't know. Steph is doing his thing. Nobody can stop him. I ain't seen nobody stop him yet.
He only got one right now.
You right.
You can't do that.
He young though, so he got plenty of time.
He only got one.
Well, that wraps it up for the NBA talk. Next up, after the quick break, we'll be talking about some NFL games.
Top 5 reasons guys turning 18 should register with a selective service system. Today, Jason.
1. It's the law. 2. No selective service registration, no federal college loans and grants. 3. No selective service registration, no government jobs or training programs. 4. Takes like 2 minutes. 5. No job, no college, you're a loser, girlfriend dumps you.
Guys, you can probably come up with 5 reasons to register with Selective Service when you turn 18, but it'd be easier to just register at SSS.gov.
We're back here with you on the Sports Talk with myself, Donovan Fowler, and Tito Menifee. First off, we're going to be talking about some upcoming games for this weekend in the NFL League. To start off with, we're going to be talking about the Colts facing the Falcons. Colts are 4-5, Falcons are 6-3. Who you got on this game, Tito?
Man, I'm going to go ahead and give it up to the Falcons.
Yeah, me too. I think Falcons got this game for sure.
Got this game for
Falcons real. Usually have a nice little squad each year. Never really win no Super Bowls or nothing like that. But I think the Falcons are the team that's going to have a very good season this year, beating many, many others, including this Colts team tonight. Falcons got to be one of my favorite teams that I choose for anyway. So, yeah. My man, what's the quarterback name? Matt Ryan?
Yeah,
Matt Ryan. Go out there, throw some nice little bombs out there. Get them little touchdowns with Julio Jones. They got a nice little squad, defense and offensive-wise. Another game is a big rivalry this Sunday, Buccaneers versus the Eagles. This is one of my favorite games to watch over, like, many years. It's been one of my favorite games to watch. This game will be on Sunday. On this game, I'm going to have to go with the Eagles. They're both teams, 4-5.
I'm going with the Buccaneers on this one.
You going with the Bucs?
Yeah, Jameis Winston, I think it's going to be his game.
Jameis Winston. I don't even know. I think the Eagles defense is always being pretty good. So, I don't know. I might have to give it to the Eagles on this one. Well, another game we have is the Raiders facing the Lions. Raiders, my favorite team in the NFL. It's always my favorite team. I'm going to have to go with the Raiders on this game. Raiders 4-5, Lions 2-7. And Lions ain't never been really a great team.
I don't know. I think this is the game the Lions going to end up coming off. I'm going to give it the Lions this because I just feel like just – Megatron, he gonna come up. Show
Megatron, yeah, he does be making big plays on the field and making a good little show on the field. So, but I still might have to give it to the Raiders though. You will be able to see this game Sunday, 1:00 p.m. Eastern time on CBS, and just come out and see the Raiders get their win this weekend because I for sure think the Raiders got this one. Well, that wraps it up for the Sports Talk today. Thanks for listening to the Sports Talk on 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. Tune in.